Testudo, my friends, and welcome to a very special edition, a preview of the Angie Austin Michael Pelka program that is debuting Monday on radio stations around the country. And we're giving you a sneak preview of a very special interview we just completed. We spoke with a young lady who is going viral, as they say. Her name is Storm Durham. She's a 22-year-old college graduate, the first person in her family to go to college and graduate, and she was working in child protective services. She also happens to be a hunter, somebody who has used a gun since she was 9 years old. She grew up around guns in Virginia. Her grandfather owned a gun store. So this is not some crazy woman who ran out and got a gun off the streets. She's been around guns and used guns safely for a very long time. Friday, she was fired from her job because she is a concealed carry weapons holder, and she didn't even have the gun with her. Angie and I talked to her just a few minutes ago, and we wanted to share that interview with you. And don't forget to join us Monday. You can listen easily on KLZ AM 560 in Denver. But here's our interview with Storm Durham. Angie, please, may I have your attention?
Yes, you may. You're very dominating, but yes, you may.
You don't have to say it like that. I have exciting news. I have breaking news for you.
All right, I'm ready for some breaking news.
Are you sitting down?
Yes, I do generally do the radio while seated.
You might want to stand up for this, because this you All might right. want to stand up and applaud. Angie,
okay, here we go.
Over the weekend, a big story broke. Friday, I happened to notice something trending on Twitter, and it was the story of a young lady who had lost her job, and it related to her concealed carry permit, and yet there wasn't anything really, I think, out of the ordinary with the fact that she had a concealed carry permit. And I tracked her down, and she's agreed to join us for a few minutes today. Her name, let me give you the basics. Her name is Storm Durham. She's 22, I think almost 23 years old, college graduate, and a legal firearms owner, and somebody who I think I heard her say she's been hunting since she was nine, and her grandpa owned a gun store. If I got anything wrong, Storm Durham, please correct me, because that's what happens on this show all the time. I get corrected by smart women.
No, everything's correct that you said.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show, Angie. Meet Storm. Storm, meet Angie.
All right, Storm, as I'm looking at your picture, and you are my height, we're 5'2", you're blonde, you are me, you know, about 20 years ago, and I'm looking at you, and you remind me a bit of, I have a gorgeous friend who carries her gun everywhere, who is a real estate agent, and often does open houses, and is very afraid to be alone, and she is very open about the fact that she always has a weapon with her, and as you mentioned, Mike, this is all legal, right? This is a concealed carry permit. You have one as well, Mike, so you're more familiar with this. So this is you legally able to carry a gun, which when I read the article, Storm, did you take it into work with you or leave it outside in your car?
No, it's never even been on the property. Where we had strict rules that we could not have it on us or in our car or anything like that. And I've abided by those.
So explain your job too. So Mike, here we have a young woman, 22, with a concealed carry permit who's not bringing it to work. It's not in her car and it's not on the property. And the story says she may have lost her job because she has a concealed weapon permit. So give us the backstory on this, Storm. What do? You're a social worker in Virginia.
Yes, I was a CPS investigator. So we would get the call and we would be the first ones on scene knocking on the door, with the allegations that were given to us, or at the school, talking to the child. I was threatened almost every day in my life by these parents, and I was going into the houses alone.
And you're not a big, burly person who has a police officer. It's just little old you, petite you, I guess is the appropriate term, correct?
Yes, I'm very tiny, and I get that a lot, and I have a lot of parents who have taken advantage of that, not only that I'm tiny, that I'm 22, that I'm a woman, they try to intimidate me out of that. I'm knocking on drug dealers and gang members' doors, so they're usually a lot bigger than me.
Wait a second. You are unaccompanied. You have to go into neighborhoods where children are at risk and knock on doors alone of known gang members' families' homes and in dangerous locations by yourself?
Yes, ma'am. We actually, one of my things we went into, we found out later that it was one of the, they call them the OGs, one of the gangs in Roanoke. You never know what you're walking into. It was scary. And I was, I mean, officers, they have their partner. We have no one, and we're not allowed to carry either, but I respected that.
So you never brought your firearm with you on one of these calls? It was just you and God going into that house?
Yep, that was it, and just hoping and praying that he would keep me safe and that I would be able to fight back if I ever had to.
Wow, you are so much braver than I am. And Angie, I said it before you did, because I know this. I know this in my heart. This is amazing that you have done this. And one of the things, Storm, that I heard in the original interview is that you got questioned about guns in your house last fall. Tell that story real quickly.
It was about about 2 months ago now. I was called into my supervisor's office, and the other supervisor was present as well. And they started asking me really strange questions, like questions like, do you feel safe in your home? Is there domestic violence? And I was like, no, like, what is going on? And then she was like, well, we've gotten word that there's guns in your home. And I was like, yeah, and? Like,
well,
I don't understand the
first of all,
in there.
How would they find out, or how would they know there are guns in your home? Are they spying on you?
No, I guess it's just social media. Like, I am on different, like, pro staff and brand ambassadors for different hunting companies and fishing. So I post about my hunts. I post about I post different things to get attention on Instagram and Twitter and things like that. So I guess they just found out that way.
Angie, this is remarkable to me. This, and I'm not trying to talk around you, Storm, but I want our audience to understand, because we're 6 minutes into this. We're talking to a 22-year-old lady named Storm Durham, who lost her job working in child protective services, child family services in Virginia, reportedly because she was a concealed carry weapons permit holder and didn't even have her gun on the job or in the office or in her car. Storm, what happened Friday? Tell Angie that story.
So Friday, I was called into, my supervisor came and got me and took me into our associate director's office, where there was three police officers in her office. And I guess she was, like, briefing them about what was about to happen. They stood outside the office as I was told that I was being dismissed and that I got to read through the letter, and it said that a safety concern. And I was like, what? I was like, what is the safety concern? And she said that it was a safety concern because I have my concealed carry permit, and that it was a safety risk for the entire building. And I said, I've never had my gun on me during a visit or in the office or even on the property. And she said that, well, how do we know that? And I said, search me. There's three officers here. Search me. And the three officers then escorted me. Well, they told me to take a minute. And I said, can I go to the restroom? And they said, no, that's a safety risk. The three police officers escorted me to my office, where they made me pack all of my stuff up. They were touching all of my personal belongings, put it on the cart outside my office, and escorted me to my car.
Were these male police officers?
Yes, sir.
These are police officers that, you know, you had worked with in the past when you were helping to rescue children from really difficult situations as well. So you know some of the police force. So again, 5'2", you're 22, you're 140 pounds, you have no criminal record, you have a concealed carry permit, you never brought the gun to work, you didn't put it in your car, you did not have it on the property. Yeah. So again, no criminal record. You're a hunter. You've been shooting, you know, most of your, you know, a lot life since you could, you know, use a firearm. And and you are a sponsor of hunting and across America. So real quickly, you do hunt and use the gun, you know, for other purposes as well. I want to ask a little bit about that. But also something you mentioned in one of your write-ups on social media is that you're also you were the victim of sexual assault. And so you feel that protecting yourself as an American, as a young woman, as a you know, attractive 22-year-old, small, tiny woman, you feel as an American you have a right to do.
Yes, and I feel like I do. I fear retaliation from the person. I'm currently trying to get that taken care of. It happened in college, and that is something that no woman should ever have to go to and go through, and it brings up a lot of different PTSD kind of things, just walking at night or anything like that. You want to be aware, you want to be vigilant, and I want to be able to protect myself when I need to.
Well, it's constitutionally guaranteed. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's that Second Amendment right there, Ange. You see that right under the First Amendment that lets us talk. It's unbelievable.
And that the hunting, just real quickly, so tell us about that, too. I'm curious. You're such a tiny little cute girl. The hunting, that's something that you've done with your family?
Yes, yeah, since I was 9 years old. I have two brothers. I've shot more deer, killed more deer than both of them combined. I grew up just hunting. I got and my grandpa owned a gun shop, so it was kind of just in our blood. My dad processes all of his own meat, and it's a really big thing that I've just learned to love to do with my family, my dad, my boyfriend, my little brother, everything like that. We love to just get out there, and it gives us some time to interacting.
It's family time. A lot of my relatives hunt and eat the food that they, you know, the deer, you know. I mean, a lot of people in the city are like, ew, but it's delicious. And a lot of people, it's, yeah, you know, it's necessary. It helps with the family and feeding them all winter long. Okay, so, Mike,
yes.
I can't wrap my head around this. I don't see how legally, if she's not bringing the gun to work, that, you know, and she has a concealed legal permit to have a gun, why she would be fired for having those in her home and off of the work premises. And then you did a Facebook Live, and a lot of people seem to be critical of you and bringing up like your boyfriend and that he has a gun. Someone made accusations that he brought a gun to your place of work. You said that's not true. I'm just surprised at how angry people are about this situation that
Angie,
you legally can carry a gun.
Angie,
yes.
Please. People get angry at the drop of a hat. But Storm, we've got like 2.5 minutes left. So let me ask you this. What happens now? What's next for you? Because your insurance runs out in a month. You're an asthmatic. You need employment to pay off your student loans. What's next?
Honestly, I'm just going to try to look for a job. I don't want to work for the department again, no matter what happens. I just want it to be public knowledge of how they treated me. I currently am getting over I was in a leg cast, now I'm in a boot. So I'm in that too. I'm just trying to get through day by day and be able to financially support myself. That's my main goal right now, is just to find another job.
Did they offer you severance or outplacement to another department, or are you not eligible in their eyes to work for the state because you are, as they called it, a security risk?
I guess so. I even brought up my comp time that I've built up, because any person that works in CPS knows that you work way past your hours.
Yeah.
I was just on call on Thursday night, and they told me that I would not be paid for that.
Wow.
Now, hold on, Mike. We have to take a break.
Yes.
And so I want to catch up with her at you know, when we come back, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what's next. But also I want to ask about, there was some kind of offense that she made during the course of her work that she might have worn loafers to work. So I want to know more about how that can be tied into possibly a poor review. We'll be right back.
There you have it, the first half of our interview with Storm Durham. The rest will play Monday morning, and you'll be able to hear it on radio stations across the country. Kind of a remarkable young lady. You just can't believe she lost her job because she actually wanted to exercise her Second Amendment right. It's astounding. I hope you will join Angie Austin and me, Mike Opelka, Monday morning. Check us out on KLZ AM 560. I think it begins at 5 a.m. their time, but it will be, what is that, carry the one, 7 a.m. East Coast time. I will tweet out links over the weekend. Till next time, from Angie and myself, testudo, my friends, testudo.